AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Easter celebrations around the world at the Vatican. Pope Francis offered prayers for the victims of Thursday's college massacre in Kenya, plus praise of the nuclear framework agreement reached with Iran. A usually joyous Easter service tinged with grief at Our Lady of Consolation Church in Garissa, Kenya. Church member Paul Malamba says people in the town are in shock after that massacre.
It affected everyone of us.
Most of those attending services today say they are in fear following that massacre by the Islamic extremists. Members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee talk about the nuclear framework deal reached with Iran. Committee Chairman Tennessee Republican Bob Corker tells Fox News Sunday just the threat of Congress getting involved improved the agreement.
We know that during the negotiations, the fact that Congress was likely to weigh in was something that the administration and the other Western countries were able to use to ensure that this deal isn't worse than it is.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy tells NBC's Meet the Press the eventual lifting of economic sanctions is the key.
It's easy to say that we should just continue to negotiate and effectively sanction Iran into submission. I don't think that that's the deal that the rest of our negotiating partners signed up for, and that's the reality that we have to deal with.
The committee meets later this month to consider Corker's legislation to ensure Congress approves the final agreement. Jenny Walenda, matriarch of the famous family of high-flying circus performers, died late yesterday at her home in Sarasota, Florida. She was 87. She was the oldest daughter of high wire walker Carl Walenda and grandmother of daredevil performer Nick Walenda. She was part of the family act, walking the high wire as an adult and riding bareback as a child. She also had to deal with tragedy, her husband's death in 1962, her father's death in 78. This is AP Radio News. Self-driving cars are the talk of the New York Auto Show. Here's our Warren Levinson.
Car makers showing off their new models at the New York Auto Show say they're not afraid of a future in which the cars drive themselves.
The technology is already here.
John Hansen at Toyota says a lot of car companies are already working with self-driving cars. How quickly they're on the market depends mainly on when the technology becomes affordable and how soon the social issues are ironed out.
Regulatory issues. And just consumers getting their head around the fact that the car is smart enough to trust.
Don't expect the change to be sudden. It's not as if in 2019 you drive the car and in 2020 the car drives you. Warren Levinson, New York.
A field judge at a college track meet in New Jersey had his heel pierced by an errant javelin. The record reports firefighters had to cut that javelin with a saw before Dan Kleiss was placed in an ambulance. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.